2018 qualifiers.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Chad and Comoros both earned away goal victories on Tuesday to progress to the next round of the 2018 World Cup qualifiers. Comoros are ranked number 193 in the latest FIFA World Rankings and managed a 1-1 draw in Lesotho, and that was the same score on aggregate. The tiny island nation will now play against Ghana next month. Chad lost 2-1 to Sierra Leone in the second leg of their tie, but progressed thanks to that away goal rule. Chad, who are currently ranked number 175, will now play as 7-time Africa champions Egypt in the next round. Meanwhile, the second leg of Swaziland's tie with Djibouti in 2018 World Cup qualifiers will now be played on Saturday. The match was due to be played yesterday, Tuesday, but was postponed for what FIFA said were logistical reasons. The National Football Association of Swaziland has confirmed the match will kick off at 14 hours GMT at the Somholo National Stadium in Lobamba. Swaziland hold a 6-0 lead from the first leg and are favourites to advance to play Nigeria in the second round. Reports in Swaziland said the Djibouti squad were stranded in Kenya. Now, for more sports news, let's go to Johannesburg, South Africa, and join Daybreak Africa's Mark Ouma. Mark has more on the FIFA 2018 World Cup qualifiers.
Namibia's brave warriors came from behind to edge Gambia 2-1 in the return leg of the Africa Preliminary 2018 FIFA World Cup qualifier in Windhoek on Tuesday. The brave warriors advanced on a 3-2 aggregate. Madagascar and Central African Republic drew 2-2 in Antananarivo. Madagascar win 5-2 on aggregate. Burundi beat Seychelles 2-0 in Bujumbura to advance on a 3-0 aggregate. Sierra Leone pipped Chad 2-1 in Port Harcourt, River State, Nigeria. However, with an aggregate of 2-2, Chad carried the day on their away goal rule. Comoro Islands also cashed in on their away goal advantage following their 1-1 draw with Lesotho in Maseru. Elsewhere, Botswana outwitted Eritrea 3-1 in Francistown to prevail with a 5-1 scoreline. Niger outclassed Somalia 4-0 in Niamey to win the tie 6-0 on aggregate. Liberia dismissed their hosts Guinea-Bissau 3-1 in Bissau to progress on a 4-2 aggregate. Mauritania overpowered South Sudan 4-0 to advance courtesy of a 5-1 aggregate. The tie between Swaziland and Djibouti in Lobambo will be replayed after the match was abandoned. Meanwhile, the Republic of Congo edged Benin 2-1 in Brazzaville as Algeria pipped Senegal by a solitary goal in Algiers in friendlies played on Tuesday. In kickboxing, Australia's Piotr Lagodzki is the new World Kickboxing Federation Intercontinental Welterweight Champion following his fifth-round technical knockout of Ugandan defending champion Umar Semata in Kampala, Uganda on Sunday. Finally, in athletics, Tanzanian defending champions Dixon Marwa and Anastasia Range line up to defend their men's and women's crown at the Rotary Half Marathon in Dar es Salaam, Tanzania today, Wednesday. They face a field of challenges drawn from Burundi, Ethiopia, Kenya, Malawi, Mozambique, Namibia, Rwanda, South Africa, and Tanzania.
That was Mark Ouma. Thanks very much for that report. And now, meanwhile, former South African Football Association, SAFA, official Lindile Kika, has been suspended from all football activity for the next 6 years. The sanction has been handed out by the Independent Ethics Committee of the Football World Governing Body, FIFA. Details of the case were not provided, with FIFA saying it was in relation to several international friendly matches played in South Africa in 2010. Kika has repeatedly denied allegations of match fixing from 2010. He was one of the five senior SAF officials, including the former president, Nema Tandani, put on special leave in December 2012 following a FIFA report into match fixing. He and the others were reinstated in January 2013, but not exonerated from any wrongdoing. A meeting of SAFA's executive committee at the time decided the emergency committee went beyond their mandate in suspending the officials.
This is Larry Zamuje, Chairman, Chief Executive, Sports Radio 80.9, Brilla FM, Lagos and Abuja, Nigeria. Let's talk to you about Brilla FM. It's Nigeria's only sports station. Of course, we partner with VOA. VOA! And so you can listen to Sunny Side of Sports on 80.9 Brilla FM, Lagos and Abuja. Keep listening, Africa, and enjoy Sunny Side of Sports on Brilla.
Thanks, Dr. Larry. In addition to sports radio, 88.9 Brilla FM stations in Lagos and Abuja, Dr. Larry also has stations in Kaduna and Onitsha, Nigeria. We're delighted to be your partner, Dr. Larry, so keep it sporty.
The Voice of America, VOA.
Talking of keeping it sporty, as Sunny said, the Sunny Young is still in Lagos and he'll be meeting and broadcasting with our friends at Brilla even today, October 14th. In athletics, a two-time world marathon champion, Abel Kirui, will be looking to recapture the form that saw him triumph in Berlin in 2009 and Daegu 2 years later at the TCS Amsterdam Marathon this coming Sunday. Now 33, the Kenyan police chief inspector will be having his first outing since failing to finish at the Boston Marathon in April. His last completed marathon was in Amsterdam 12 months ago, when he finished sixth in 2 hours, 9 minutes and 45 seconds. Kirui has not run under 2 hours, 8 minutes since the 2012 London Marathon, just a few months before he returned to London and took the silver medal at the Olympic Games that summer. The Amsterdam Marathon course record stands at 2 hours, 5 minutes and 36 seconds and is held by his compatriot, Wilson Chebet, from 2013, and the three-time winner Chebet, who was victorious in consecutive years between 2011 and 2013, will be among Kirui's rivals as he strives to regain his title. Among the other four names announced on Tuesday by the organizers of this year's Amsterdam Marathon was Ethiopia's 31-year-old Marcos Kenetti, who will be the second fastest man in the field. He set his personal best of 2 hours, 4 minutes and 54 seconds at the 2012 Dubai Marathon, where he placed third. Genetti's 33-year-old compatriot, Dandi Yami, finished sixth in the 2012 Dubai Marathon in 2 hours, 5 minutes and 41 seconds, which remains his personal best. His most recent marathon was in Seoul earlier this year, where he was fourth in 2 hours, 8 minutes and 5 seconds. The third of the trio of Ethiopians, Yafeyesi Bekele, is familiar with the Amsterdam Marathon, having run what is also his personal best of 2 hours, 6 minutes and 26 seconds when finishing fourth. Kenya's Eliud Taras will be making his marathon debut, but is an accomplished runner over shorter distances and can boast of a best of half marathon best of 1 hour, 4 seconds. In addition to Wilson Chebet, the race organizers have also announced that Kenya's 2014 Amsterdam winner, Bernard Kipyego, will defend his title.
Hello, sports fans. This is Paul Tergat, marathon champion from Kenya. You are listening to the Sony Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
And finally, on to tennis. Britain's Andy Murray had a comfortable 6-2, 6-4 victory over Steve Johnson in his opening Shanghai Masters match. He'll face another American, John Isner, in the third round. Isner's 6-3, 7-6, 7-5 victory over Belgian David Goffin prevented a dress rehearsal meeting between the world number 16 and Murray before next month's Davis Cup final. World number one Novak Djokovic also reached round three, beating Slovakia's Martin Klizan 6-2, 6-1. And that's it for this edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. I'm Douglas Impoga. Now back to you, Kim.
Thank you, Douglas. And listen to the Sunny Side of Sports Monday through Friday at 16:31 UTC and 18:31 UTC. And on Fridays, Sunny has an expanded half-hour edition of the Sunny Side of Sports at 17:30 hours UTC, right here on the Voice of America.
Coming up, South Sudan desperately needs aid from the West. And next, we look into the Nigerian community in South Africa. But first, some music. Here is George Okudi from Uganda with Africa Survival.
Bafana Bafana and Nelson Mandela. Watch out, Africa, I'm coming through my Nebadilika.